possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world. Points of interest along the trail. And offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Get back to Arch Manning in just a moment, because his grandfather Archie came out to say, yes, he is indeed going to be a two-year starter at the University of Texas, which we don't quite understand. Why would you call that shot right now before he's even played the season? We will get back to that in just a moment, but I do want to get to Shador Sanders tonight. And Shador Bogish, who's in for Andrew Perloff today, did I say that? It's going to be interesting here. And I'm curious to get your thoughts on this quarterback battle, because counted up now, the Browns have six quarterbacks on their active roster, because Deshaun Watson was out, actually spotted on a practice field when they're doing joint practices with the Carolina Panthers. You still have Joe Flacco. You still have Kenny Pickett. You still have Dylan Gabriel. You got Shador Sanders, and they signed Snoop Huntley. So it's a lot of people. It's a lot of dudes. But Shador is going to get the start. What are you expecting from him tonight?
I'm expecting him to struggle, because he doesn't have his top two wide receivers. They have issues on the offensive line. I don't expect this to look tremendous. And if it does, great on him. And then that's a different quarterback conversation for the show on Monday.
Yeah.
If he goes out there and balls tonight. I don't see that happening. I don't know that he is prepared enough and has enough of a playbook to go out there. I don't think they're throwing him to the wolves here. I don't think they want to make him look bad. I think he's starting because he's the only person that can start.
Yeah.
That has been there for more than a week. And it's up to him. He can force the issue by playing well tonight. But I don't just think he's going to have enough help to really do anything. It's not going to look like Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase and T. Higgins last night.
Yeah, last night with the Bengals looking like a pretty well-oiled machine on offense. I think it's weird. Yes, you're right. This is not a promotion for Shador Sanders. This was you're the only guy left, right? You're not going to play Joe Flacco, who's 40 years old, in a preseason game. I can understand not wanting to do that. And everyone else is hurt or just got there. My thing about Shador is I think there's this idea that because of some of the most spectacular plays that we saw at Colorado, and there were moments in Colorado when he truly was, he and Travis Hunter together, the last second comebacks, Hail Marys, some really, really tremendous stuff, why we thought he was going to be drafted much higher than he was. I think we're all expecting just wait. As soon as he gets out on this preseason field, it's going to be Deion 2.0. You know, it's going to be, he's going to make everyone eat their words, or it's, you know, there's going to be some like reckoning of his draft status, his position. And look, everyone was wrong. Look how good he looks. He's got to play so well to sniff a second opportunity, in my opinion. And I am just seeing that by what the Browns appear to be putting out. You know, he's named the starter, Bogues, for this preseason game and takes zero snaps with the first team offense in the next practice.
Right.
Like, that to me is not, we're trying to really give a guy a chance. It's like, we're actually just throwing him out there and we're not going to be putting any stock into this. Let the fans talk about it. Let, you know, social media take off if he has a couple good throws. But inside the decision makers and the Browns, I don't think this matters at all.
No, he's being treated like the fourth quarterback on the depth chart. Like, this is what that guy would. You don't prepare him to start the preseason game because you want to go out there and win the preseason game.
Yeah.
You keep getting, you keep practicing the way you want to practice for week one. So that's why this was never about anything other than a numbers game, where these guys can't play. We don't want this guy to play, so he's got to go out there because he's new. Puntley just got here on Sunday afternoon.
Sure.
There is logic, and it might not show itself in this game, but I mean, there is logic to seeing what he can do behind an actually useful offensive line, which he didn't have at Colorado, and when he's surrounded by NFL players, sure, not just throwing to one of them in Travis Hunter. But it's just like there is no Cinderella like run to the starting job in September here. It's just not a thing because that's not what they want, and I don't think that he's physically ready to do that either.
Yeah, 888-710-4ISN if you want to talk about Shador. Tonight he's going to be starting against the Panthers. I think that's what the public wants. You know, the public wants him to go out there and just be awesome. And I'll be honest, I'm with them. Like, I still don't understand why he was taken in the fifth round. Even if you know, how bad did these interviews go? Sheesh. You know, to fall that far. And so I think there's a part of where Shador has now become an underdog, where there's nothing like underdogish that you would ever associate with the Sanders family. They don't ever take that position. Maybe they'll say the doubters and the haters, but that's different than being an underdog. You cannot apply that label to anything about Deion Sanders. Like, you can't be prime time and also be an underdog. Like, right. It doesn't work like that. And Shador is, I don't think he's ever, you know, he's doing the what time is it, like with the Rolex on his wrist. This is not underdog behavior. And he can't now claim it, but weirdly, the Browns have put him in that position of being the scrappy underdog who feels like the organization is almost at times working against him. And he's got to go out and, like, against all odds, prove that he can play in this league. And I don't know, we're not getting that Cinderella story, to your point. I don't think we're getting that storybook, but I think that's what people want to see. And because it's a hapless organization like the Cleveland Browns, I think a lot of people are waiting for him to look good to point and laugh, which is the irony is they actually did select him in right. the fifth round, but to point and laugh and say, ha ha, look, he actually is good. He's going to force you to make a decision.
They also know people that Joe Flacco's 40 and no one respects Kenny Pickett and no one has any expectations for Dylan Gabriel. So you can talk yourself into there being a easy path to playing this year for Shador, but I don't think it exists. I also am wondering, too, I think you're generally right in that he's now worked his way into this position or been put in this position where, like, he has sympathy on his side.
Yeah, kind of.
But I wonder how many people are still out there just rooting against him, hoping he goes out there tonight and throws three picks and looks completely useless. Mm. And then they can be, this is what we were talking about.
It was about football. Yeah, okay. 888-710-4ISN. So we're keeping our eye on Shador Sanders, who's going to be making his preseason debut tonight. Meanwhile, Terry is in Indianapolis, wants to get back to Arch Manning, who his grandfather, Archie, famous grandfather, came out and said he will be a two-year starter at Texas. What's up, Terry?
Hey, good morning, Maggie and Bogish. How you guys doing today?
Good morning, Terry.
Hey, I got a comparison to Arch Manning, okay? I'm a UK fan. So if you remember when Calipari was at UK, we got a kid by the name of Shaedon Sharpe. Do you remember that?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Shaedon Sharpe came into Kentucky right for Thanksgiving, you know, first part of December. All the UK fans are fired up. You know, this kid's going to be all this, all that. Well, come to find out, the story started leaking because he never did play. And Cal didn't even play any early games against anybody, like nobody teams. All of a sudden, we're like, what's going on here? Well, come to find out, his handlers, his people, whatever you want to call it, basically told Cal not to play him because of the NBA draft. If you remember, he got drafted like 6th or 7th by the Trailblazers. And it's like, if this kid was that good, why is Cal not playing him? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, come on, I'm kind of like Maggie here. If Archie was that good, he would have blown Quinn Ewers out of the water. He'd been the starter 2 years ago, and that'd been the bottom line. So maybe Arch Manning is not as great as what everybody thinks he is. He's good, but he's not going to be a Peyton. He's not going to be an Eli. He might just be an average quarterback in NFL. He might just be he may not be a Heisman winner. He may be just somewhere in the middle. I mean, he'll get his money. He'll be okay, but he probably won't have that Hall of Fame career or anything. But I just get tired
of Terry. Hold on 1 second though. So you think, I just want to get this straight. You think that the Mannings may have, you know, said to Steve Sarkisian, don't start Arch because we don't think he's ready.
Exactly. Okay. I agree with you.
Okay. So, Terry, but what the only problem with the theory is that Arch did start 2 games last year. Now, was Mississippi State and it was Louisiana Monroe.
Yes.
So it was two, you know, kind of lesser opponents, but he did start. And then when you know what was hitting the fan against Georgia in the first half, Sark went to Arch. It was a crazy position to put him in at the time, and they didn't go back to him after halftime, but he did, like, go to him. So if they really had this sort of handshake agreement not to play him, why did he play at all?
Well, I don't know. I just get tired of the family and the handlers being involved. The kid goes to a college, let the kid play. Don't just let the kid be the kid, stay out of it. You know, my daughter played sports, and me and my ex-wife, we stayed out of it. We let the coaches coach or let the kid play. That's what we're supposed to do as parents. You know, nowadays you got these famous parents, they got to get involved. You know, Eli didn't want to go to San Diego, had to manipulate a trade to the New York Giants. Stop it. Just go where you go, get drafted where you go, and go play and be done. If you don't want to sign, renew your contract, don't sign. Move on as a free agent. Go somewhere else.
Yeah. Terry, I understand, but I see what you're saying 100%. But I also do get it from the Manning side of things with Eli or what have you, which is, we know how this thing works. We've seen the inside. We pulled back the curtain. We understand. We've met some of these owners. They're idiots, you know, or whatever. Like, I wouldn't trust my career and, you know, on top of it, not my body.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a little bit different. I think, you know, basketball, you know, certainly is one thing. Guys that get asked for trades all the time. You barely bat an eyelash with that, guys get traded. But with football, it really is about your body. Do I want to go put my body on the line when I'm going to a team that I think is going to leave me exposed, is, you know, poorly built, terrible ownership? Like, I'm probably ending up in like a body cast or something that makes me feel like I want to be in a body cast at some point in my life. I don't want to mess around with that. And I think that's where the Mannings are coming from.
And again, in their defense as well, is you only get one career. And, like, years matter, and you don't want to waste time in the wrong situation. So you could say, like, oh, just go wherever you're going to go and deal with it. But, like, if you get picked in the top five by a crappy team, you're signing a five-year rookie contract, then we're throwing franchise tags around. There might be, you know, there's acrimony, there's all this stuff. And now all of a sudden you're 28, 29 years old. Maybe you've been run over a bazillion times because they couldn't find a left tackle to protect you. And you're taking beatings, and now you're not the quarterback you would have been somewhere else. So when you have...
We call that the David Carr.
Yeah, when you have leverage, you can/should use it. And I think a lot of times we get in these conversations, and most of us, we've never been in the position to have leverage or have the onions to pretend we have the leverage.
Right.
And, like, you know, and basically get into a staring contest with somebody, like... So, like, I don't have experience in this. My son is not Arch Manning, and I don't know how good the caller's daughter was. But if she was Paige Beckers, you'd have the ability to walk in and
start making demands.
Make a demand or two.
Yeah, interesting. 888-710-4ISN. Should Arch just do whatever? Go where you go. Browns get the number one pick 2 years in a row. You're going to Cleveland.
I think Arch is safe. You know, he's making nearly $7 million NIL. The Manning family dynasty is fiscally protected. Mm-hmm. He can do 4 years and not have to worry about anything. So I think that's what it is. It's like, kid, the money's there. You're good. Do your 4 years. Your uncles did it. It's your turn to do your four-year run in college.
Yeah.
Start for 2 years. You're already a star. I think this is a long runway for the eventual Arch Manning run.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, that it's very possible. But I always thought there was something even more calculated when the Mannings were doing it. Like, listen, if it hadn't been the Jets when Peyton Manning was coming out, could have been coming out of college after his junior year, even Bill Parcells being there, the Jets at the time, it's not exactly the Jets we know now. But if they had said, hey, we're going to make you the number one pick, if they had really confirmed that or whatever, or maybe it wasn't the Jets, maybe it was another team that had the number one pick, I think maybe Peyton is leaving after his junior year. And by the way, I think Manning went back possibly to win the Heisman and to win, and that didn't work.
Couldn't be Florida.
And Eli didn't win the Heisman. I mean, you know, it's not like it has to happen. You know, I just think we judge them way more on their pro careers than the college ones.
And also, if we're going to keep bringing up how they went about their college careers, they both were the starter from the beginning of their sophomore years.
Yeah,
they bided their time as a freshman. They sat there. They got a little. I think Peyton played more than Eli did as a freshman. But then year two, they were off and running, and that was it. And this family apparently was like, okay, Arch needs another year of hanging out behind Quinn Ewers. So automatically now he's different. If we're going to believe that this is the plan and they're following what the uncles did, then the plan has already changed.
Mm.
And does that mean he wasn't ready to be the starter last September? Which then makes him not them.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. All right, you can weigh in on Arch. And this is exciting because we get Texas, Ohio State right off the bat. This is a pretty amazing opening week. We've got more college football for you, including we are going to predict what a successful season would look like for several Power Four teams. We'll do that in just a little bit. But coming up, someone being a little bit of a hypocrite.
Uh-oh.
And here in the Maggie and Perloff show, we never let that slide. Why?
Because we're hypocrites.
Actually, don't answer that. Doesn't matter why we're doing it. We will get to who is talking out of both sides of their mouth next.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What the f*** is Aaron Rodgers up to today?
Standing on the moral high ground. Maybe you didn't think I would say that. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Bogish in for Andrew Perloff today. Bogues, Aaron Rodgers could do a little, I don't know if it's an I told you so, but it's something close to that. Obviously, the new Steelers quarterback. I got to take you back to earlier this spring when Rodgers was still deciding whether or not, A, he wanted to play football, who he wanted to play for, and he was kind of doing this dance with the Steelers. And Cam Hayward came out and wasn't very supportive, okay? He said at the time, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. If you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. Pittsburgh Steelers. If you want to be a part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin off my back. I ain't doing no darkness retreats. I don't need any of that crap. That's what he said. That's a direct quote from Cam Hayward. And I think he was kind of, you know, explaining, I think how some Steeler fans even felt at the time. Like, either you know what or get off the pot. You know, do you want to be here or do you not want to be here? So Cam Hayward kind of tangentially kind of accusing Rodgers of sort of making this about himself. Maybe putting himself before committing to the team. Well, yesterday we found out the Cam Hayward has been holding in. He's looking for a new contract. So I ask you, who was putting himself before the team now? And I'm sorry, I never thought that I'd really be taking up for Rodgers in this way. But if he wanted to go back to Hayward and be like, hey man, what was all that, you know, in or out stuff? What was all that, you know, team before the individual? I think he could have a case now. That's probably not awesome for team building as you are getting closer and closer to the season. But Rodgers really has a leg to stand on here. He could be like, come on, Cam, what was all that criticism? Now you're holding in with a contract dispute?
Yeah, does Cam get credit for being there and being a Steeler and doing a couple of things? Rodgers was just not there at all, kind of holding them for ransom. I think the my concern with it, because I guess too, Chris Boswell also wants a raise, and this is just about like redistributing money and making this a guarantee and paying it to me now and whatnot.
Yeah, he's the kicker.
Right. This happens too when teams pay outsiders. So they got DK Metcalf, they got Aaron Rodgers. Now, obviously, they finally re-up with TJ Watt, but part of that too was like, hey man, take care of the in-house stuff first. So now the guys who have all been there for a long time, they see all this money flying around to guys who are new on the block, and they go, psst, been here for a while.
Yeah, right. What about me?
Help a dude out. So Aaron Rodgers can go, you know, if he wants to have some fun with Cam Hayward. He's got his ammunition here, too. But I would be, you know, just let's make sure that all the Steelers are happy so that when we get to week one, they're actually playing the way they're supposed to be playing.
There you go. That's a little... what's Aaron Rodgers up to today? Maybe.
I mean, we know he's going to say something.
Needling Cam Hayward. I don't think he can help himself.
There's zero chance he will pass up this opportunity to make a comment.
I wonder if he actually leaked the story, because obviously Hayward's been holding in for a while now. Maybe finally called up Mike Florio. No, I actually don't even know who.
It's not even like a full hold in. He's just like skipping every third play.
Yeah, he isn't fully practiced. Yeah. So who's in or out now, Cam? Pick a lane.
How do we do this here? Like, what would be? How would I hold in if I was looking for a new update anchor contract? I just come here and watch the updates not get done.
Stand by the door.
Here are the headlines. I would just go, I don't got them.
To an empty chair.
Would you like write the scripts, but like not actually read it? Be like, here, you do it. Yeah. Or is like, even that too much?
Only do the even houred ones. You're on your own at 7:30 and 9:30.
Or maybe you just like, you set up the game, but never tell us what happened. It's like, well, the Brewers were in Cincinnati, and if you want to know how that score ended, then you're going to have to pay me more money.
That's actually a good one. I like
that. Just setups.
Yeah. The flip side always has been the full cop-out one is just to sit down and go 7-6, 4-2-10, 111-109. Just say the numbers. So you have no idea what a game that applies to.
It's too passive-aggressive or aggressive. You know, and just like what Cam Hayward or any of these guys do, who do you ultimately hurt? Management? No, you hurt us. You hurt your teammates. We're the ones who have to clean up your mess on aisle three.
Yeah, and that one day that I was mad, you know, I didn't want to bring this up, but now here we are.
Okay.
So you and I are here today.
Yeah.
But Perloff is not. EJ is not.
Yeah.
And Manny is not.
Yeah.
This feels like it's... adjacent to me being left out of all the show functions, and like somehow you lost some kind of raffle and you're the one person that had to be here because it would have been too obvious otherwise.
Oh, if we all took off and just left you to do the show?
You know, Perloff was gone and then EJ had the day off, and all of a sudden this week's like, Manny's like, I'm not coming in Friday either. So
I'm here.
I know, but I feel like you guys smartened up and was like, listen, if no one's here, if it's just Bogan, he's going to get hurt again. So like, let's draw straws. And I guess Manny won, so Manny could take off and you had to come in.
Fantastic conspiracy theory. I'm always here for it. But here's the issue. If we were all hanging out without you, we'd all have to be hanging out without you. Perloff's in California. EJ's going to be in Baltimore today. Manny's in Buffalo. Like, if we were all at the beach together... then I could understand you being like, this is calculated. They all took the day off. It's like senior skip day, but you didn't get the memo. But everyone's all over the country right now.
And that's fair. But also in our industry, shows oftentimes, they're just everybody's off as opposed to
sometimes
one person here or there.
Yeah.
So you just say, everybody go home. You guys could have just decided the four of us don't want to work on Friday, August 8th. We're going to do our different things. But like, let's take that day off as a group.
And we forgot to tell you.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that didn't happen. None of this. I didn't even know that EJ and Manny were going to be out today until yesterday after the show. I should read an email. Nothing
email
calculated.
Should be sent, I think, is the, is the problem.
No, it's fine. No, nothing calculated, folks. You're all in all the time.
That's patently
false.
It
was false. That one time that we forgot about a potential trip to Wrigley Field, which, by the way, I don't even know if you'd want to be on this. It was a pie in the sky.
I want to be in the group. Okay. There's not a more specific thing.
You want to be added to the group chat?
I volunteered to go to San, and usually they go unanswered.
Oh, wait, hold on. Can I set this up, though? This was we should all go to Wrigley, because I've never been there, which is bad job by me. I've only been to Chicago twice in my life. Once was for a bachelorette party, and shockingly, I couldn't get the ladies to agree to go to Wrigley. But other time was for work. It was for the NFL draft, and that's the only two times I've been to Chicago. So I've never been to Wrigley. We talked about going, but then this whole thing got in about how you have to wear adult diapers to Wrigley because yeah. you're drinking so much, and because the way the stadium is set up, it's too hard to get to the bathroom. You miss too much game action. So you add multiple beers in a day game plus a hard-to-get-to restroom mm-hmm. situation. And apparently
and
everyone...
And men over 45 were going to the bathroom more often than usual.
Yeah, I'll take your word for that one. But so I guess adult diapers are like the thing. So like, do you even want to be a part of this if we all have got, like, you know, huggies on?
Yes.
Adult
the
huggies.
The answer remains
depends.
Yes. I volunteered to ride in a car with Perloff to San Antonio while going through Reno.
I know, that's you, though.
I know.
Why would you volunteer for that? Do you understand how much sad dad music you're going to have to listen to with Pearl?
It was also early in our relationship, and I've known more about Perloff now. So if this came up new today, I would not run to invite myself on this trip. But back then, I wanted to know McLovin more.
And now you know him.
Now I'm good.
Now you don't need to really see, like, you know, Illinois together.
No, give me Paul Papps or Fritzy at this point. Can I get a trade for another Danette? Can we upgrade?
Maybe.
How does that work?
It'd be funny if, like, you picked up different Danettes on the side of the road as you go, like a relay race. That'd be fun. It'd be cool if Dan Patrick was waiting at the end. Then you really get to, like, the ultimate, you know?
I mean, that's the end goal. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, me too. Same. 888-710-4ISN. I will get to a conundrum that I'm in, and I need some help from the show, from the audience.
Nico's got your back here. I have a strong inclination that Nico will problem solve this for you easily.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nico, I warned Hickey on the air the other day that he needs to look out. Nico's a phenomenon. He's an assassin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that Nico doesn't want to be an update anchor, because I'd be nervous about him coming for my job. But
I'm going to be honest. We have a couple of those people around here.
I only know Nico.
Okay. Well, Ray is sitting right next to him, so don't sleep on Ray.
Thank you.
Obviously, we've got so much talent. Ryan Botcher. We've got Hickey. We've got everybody. We've got so many good, Stu, like, well, Stu's been here for a long time. He's not Silent Assassin, but we got a lot of talent in this building.
But Botcher is accounted for now, right? He has a full-time job. Like, that's what we're angling for here. And Nico, you missed this a lot, Maggie. When Nico walks in, we have two big We have two big glass doors that get into our studio. They make noise by nature. Like, they're just heavy. They bang with,
they're
like, the security
magnetic,
thing and magnetic.
Yeah.
But it feels like they make even more noise when Nico comes in to announce Nico. And then he's got his sunglasses still on. He's smiling. He's normally in a topical sports jersey.
It's true.
Everyone's excited to see Nico. There, whatever the cool word is now, swag, riz, whatever.
Aura.
Nico's the leader in aura right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's the people's champ.
He is.
It radiates through the glass.
Right?
Yeah. But, you know, so does Ray. I'm kind of blinded over here, you know? They were interviewing Lamar Jackson yesterday on the sidelines, said, you know, tell us a little about the upcoming season. He said, get your Ray-Bans on. Like, it's going to be so electric, you know? It's
going
to be so bright.
Nico.
I kind of feel that way about this super team that's on the other side of the glass. Maybe EJ Manning should look out. Anyway, Peter Schwartz is here. We kid, of course. Yep. You've got the latest headlines for us. What's going on?
Well, we're
going
to lead off with baseball this hour. Our first stop is Seattle, where the Mariners and the White Sox were tied at 3 in the 11th.
Here's the stretch, and the next offer on the way. Swinging a ground ball into right field for a base hit. Here comes Suarez running third. The throw to the plate by Taylor. The slide, the tag, safe at home. Suarez, a walk-off base hit for Dom Canzone. The Mariners win it.
4-3 in 11 innings. Rick Riz on Mariners Radio. Now to Pittsburgh, where the Pirates shut out the Reds 7-0. Paul Skeen, 6 shutout innings. He struck out 8, allowed 7 hits. Manager Don Kelly summing up Skeen's night.
The splinker was back, changeup. We talked about before the game, it looked like he had a great feel for that, was able to put guys away with it.
you know, attacked the strike zone, got ahead, and stuff was elite.
Man, splinker.
Yeah, maybe Don Kelly can help you out with another word for the sack. Because if he yeah. came up with splinker, or somebody came up with splinker, yeah, somebody can come up with the excessive sack.
Yeah, so I mentioned yesterday, so Anthony Richardson last night just gets rocked, okay, and it takes a sack. Thankfully, it's only his pinky that got dislocated because it looked really, really bad. I said, you need another word for those types of sacks. It's like, I said super sack. I said super sack, yeah, and I regretted that instantly. Yep. But something that delineates, like, this is like a five-star as opposed to, like, you barely got the guy by a shoe.
Do you want to spell it different? Like, make it, like, Q-U-E at the end instead of C-K? Like, make it, like, French or something?
I don't know, though. Then we got to explain it every time we say it on radio. But I
super sake.
It's a super sake. See, this is why Nico's got the aura.
Told ya.
The splinker is, that sounds like a nickname you got in college that you really hope that your in-laws never find out about.
100%.
Like, wait, they call you the splinker? Like, what's that about? It's like, it sounds like you vomited somewhere weird.
Awkward dinner conversation.
Yeah, it's like, they call me, like, oh, you had a nickname in college? What was it? It's like, that's not really, it's not really important. No,
hey,
what
splinker!
Was it? They called me the splinker.
You go back to homecoming and like,
I'm sorry, you want to marry my daughter? I don't know. Sounds like something you'd have to explain.
It's on a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Splinker.
Splinker. It's okay, a splitter sinker. We know that, but it sounds weird.
Oh, even with that splinker, Skeens gave up seven hits
like
in the game.
Someone peed in a bush or something. Like, I don't know what, why.
It also doesn't sound like tough, masculine. Like, I'm Paul Skeens. My favorite pitch is the splinker. Like, it's not like, you know. Even it's, super sack sounds.
Super sake.
Yeah, it sounds a little more pro athlete ish.
Yeah.
Hey, Livy can come up with something better.
Yeah.
Man, but, she loves that guy.
Well, also, that's maybe something like it sounds a little more like a gymnastics move.
That is
it's like a triple splinker. I can't believe she pulled that off. Perfect 10.
With those seven hits, his major league record of starting a career with 46 straight starts, giving up six hits or less, comes to an end. Now to Atlanta, where the Marlins and Braves were tied at six in the seventh inning. The error, and they wind up going on to beat the Marlins by a score of 8-6. And also yesterday had the A's over the Nationals by a score of 6-0. Preseason football will start in Philadelphia.
Ball on the just outside the 20. McKee lines them up again. Dillon to his right. Slot to the far side. Back goes McKee. He's going for the end zone. Cooper, touchdown.
He's got skills. Let me tell you this. Cooper has skills.
Merrill Reese and Mike Quick on Eagles Radio. Eagles over the Bengals, 34-27. Tanner McKee, 252 yards and two touchdowns. And for the Bengals, Joe Burrow was 9 of 10 for 123 yards and a couple of touchdowns.
How long until Perloff and Tanner McKee are friends? Is he the next backup quarterback bromance for Perloff?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if they've already exchanged numbers at some point. McKee's been a pro for a while. Yeah, Perloff is, you know, really like friends with a lot of these backup QBs.
I know.
And the reason why is because he's actually like doing his homework. Like he meets these guys when they're like in high school and the 7-on-7 stuff, and he doesn't know they're going to become backups. He just kind of becomes that way.
Right. And now he's just in the mix. So like he, whatever McCown brother starts the group thread, they just, they
add
McLovin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, were you, which broadcast were you listening to of this game last night?
Away radio.
You're a legend.
That's what I always do.
Who was, they were doing Bengals road radio?
No, I'm kidding. I was just watching on TV, but I do like listening. This is a weird quirk by me. We work in the radio business, so this isn't that shocking that I like listening to radio calls even when I have the TV on.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I think you learn stuff, mm-hmm. and the radio broadcast is really knowledgeable, and you learn things. So I love listening to the away radio.
Yeah, you are a catch.
I know. Amazing. I remind my husband that every day. He's like, oh, what's that Lions radio again, huh?
You might be the splinker.
But I'm a big fan of Dan Horn, huh?
Yeah, all those guys.
So my buddy Mike Watts was doing Bengals TV, and I completely forgot because we're super tight. So I was listening to the Eagles broadcast of this game, and they learning things. And Tanner McKee, remember when he came in last year, he threw his first touchdown, A.J. Brown threw the ball into the stands?
Oh, yes. They get it back.
So they got it back, and now the guy that caught it and gave it back, he and Tanner McKee are buddies. So that guy catches the ball, becomes part of the story, and now he's Perloff, befriending backup quarterbacks. They play they're playing golf and hanging out because he was nice enough to give the ball back to McKee.
And he didn't ask for anything. No. He wasn't like, I'm going to hold you hostage.
Lifelong
for
friendship.
Eagles season tickets.
How about season tickets? How about friendship?
But will he ghostwrite his book? It's all right. Perloff still got a leg up.
The Ravens beat the Colts 24-16. Anthony Richardson suffered a dislocated right pinky in the first quarter when he was super sacked.
Super sack K.
He was splinkered.
Ravens linebacker David Ojabo. He doesn't seem to be too concerned.
It's a little swollen, but it'll be all right. It's just tender right now. It'll be a little bit more sore in the morning, but I'll be good.
The worst injury.
It was a right angle of what it would look like. It was like his pinky is pointing to the exit behind him. No, it's ugly.
Ravens rookie cornerback Bilal Cohn suffered a torn ligament in his left knee, out for the season. Head coach John Harbaugh said it's a tough situation.
Seeing him in the locker room just now was really hard, very hard. But like I told him, the sun will come up tomorrow. If the sun doesn't come up tomorrow, we got much bigger problems. So the sun will come up tomorrow. You'll get this taken care of. You'll be rehabbing. You're part of our team, and you'll be back.
A philosophical John Harbaugh last night. Sun will come up.
Yeah, I mean, you probably sing it, but Orphan Annie style. This is not the only Harbaugh.
3-2-1.
Bringing the offensive line.
Exactly.
I mean, no, you feel terrible for this guy, obviously, but he's got his whole career ahead of him. But not the only Harbaugh dealing with a major injury yesterday. Jim also has got a big one on his hands, with Rashawn Slater's now going to miss the entire season with a torn patellar tendon, which is exactly the same injury that our own executive producer, E.J. Stewart, had from the celebrity charity kickball game from last summer.
Yeah. And
it's not easy to come back from.
No, and that's the thing. Like, this is one of those. Now, thankfully, they're not common, but this is one of the things you do not want to happen to you.
Yeah.
I remember reading Tristan Casas, the Red Sox first baseman, tore his patella tendon early in this year. And in baseball, there is no history, no precedent of somebody coming back from this.
Oh, wow.
Like, it is a career-defining injury. So, and Rashawn Slater just signed this huge contract.
Well, that's, I was actually in some ways kind of happy for him, because he just signed the contract on July 27th, literally just signed it. So at least he's taken care of while he rehabs, rather.
But, and what was weird, I don't say this like flippantly, but remember when he signed it, there were a lot of jokes, whatever, that he signed it after getting a divorce, so he didn't have to pay his wife.
His ex-wife.
And then, now, right after, he suffers this, what could change his career injury. Now, there are football players that come back from this, but it's...
Are you saying karma?
No, I'm not saying karma, but I'm sure the internet was saying karma. Mm. I'm sure the people who were roasting him for hiding money from his wife, and she came out and said, stop, that's not what's going on. But like, I'm sure people have said that and thought that when he got hurt off the back end of this, but still fresh off signing this, now he has this injury, and there, you know, ACLs are bad, this is bad. Some things you get fixed and you come back and you're you eventually. This is one of those things where you're not guaranteed to come back the same type of player that you were.
From
a patella tendon. Yeah. This is a bad, bad, bad injury.
Man, so obviously, you know, what this does to the Chargers remains to be seen. At least they did just draft Joe Alt, who can just flip over to the left tackle, and then they're going to, you know, shuffle some things around. But the run game is just, we always think the Chargers, Justin Herbert, all about the passing game, but it's a Jim Harbaugh offense. It's about running the ball. So, Interesting. Tough, tough, tough injuries.
One other game last night. Yeah. Raiders and Seahawks played to a 23-all tie in Pete Carroll's return to Seattle.
Yeah, and Ashton Jeanty had a couple carries and really didn't do much. And we'll get into that in just a moment. Obviously, it's his first preseason game, so we're not reading too much into it. But was it just, you know, does it leave the door open to wonder, luxury pick that they really didn't need to make? Obviously, the Raiders need a lot more in terms of up front on the offensive line and the defensive line to be a better team.
You're being respectful. I will not. everyone in this room has more rushing yards than Ashton Gentry last night since he had negative one.
I wouldn't say that to his face.
We all lead him in rushing yards.
Yeah. 880.
I think he'll be okay, though.
710.
He will soon pass us.
Yeah, just give him 5 minutes. 888-710-4ISN. Thank you, Peter. Coming up, I do have a dilemma that I'd love some help with. And also, we will be answering one big question about the quarterback at the top of the hour. That quarterback today is coming from the NFC North. AFC North. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. Andrew Bogish in for Andrew Perloff today. We'll get back to the football in just a moment. But I have a dilemma and I was hoping I could get some help on it. So I live in the suburbs and we have the town pool. And the town pool is great. I love it. There's a snack shack. There's like a couple pools. They got a water slide. Kids love it. Lots of lifeguards. Everything seems very safe. Everything on the up and up.
I met my wife at the town pool.
Love the town pool. Yeah. And so the town pool is great, but there are a lot of rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rules keep us in line. Rules are what, you know, helps keep society on the straight and narrow.
Keep you from sleeping in bathtubs.
And I am a rule follower, you know, in my life. Like, I'm an upstanding citizen. I'm a rule follower. And I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm not really like a rebel kind of person. I don't like getting in trouble, you know. But today, we're going to be meeting up
today
with a
that changes.
But today,
I see lights of Marlboro Red.
It's starting to sound like a Ray Liotta monologue.
Yeah. So today,
call me Splinker.
I am throwing all caution to the wind because me and a bunch of my mom friends and kids and the husbands and all of that, we're all meeting up at the town pool. And we're kind of, it's not the end of summer. Summer's still raging. It's awesome. But just like, we want to get together and I'm bringing a cooler.
Can I stop you for 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to be more delicate in this story? It might be too late. In case anyone from
the town pool is listening
and they're going to be on the lookout for you when you show up today later?
Well, considering it's run by a bunch of 15-year-olds, I don't think they're up at this hour.
Okay, or listening.
Yeah, probably not. Maybe. But anyway, it's a risk I'm willing to take.
Instagram clip later they'll watch.
Probably. So lots of people, we're all meeting up and we're going to bring some coolers. They're cool about that. You can bring in any kind of food. It's fine. Clearly, there's no alcohol allowed. And I don't want to be that person who, you know, is flouting the rules, but on a Friday night with a bunch of, a bunch of designated drivers and a bunch of moms with kids in our 40s, you know, we might want to have a little wine. Sue us. but we could actually get sued. So here's, I'm an upstanding citizen. I'm a member of.
You keep saying that.
I'm trying to convince
everybody.
I'm
a nice lady.
I don't want to be shady. I don't want to be someone who's a rule breaker, but at the same time, having a little wine. So I'm trying to think, how do you tactfully sneak alcohol into the town pool?
I'm literally holding the answer to all of your questions.
There you go.
Do you know what I'm drinking right now?
I think it's coffee, but if it's a whiskey sour.
No, it's a clear liquid. It's
sour.
Not coffee. Coffee is in the actual coffee cup.
Okay. So you, Bogus holding up his Yeti.
Yeah.
So we could just do that. But it's also Friday afternoon. We're a bunch of moms. Why are we all drinking out of a Yeti? Whatever.
Because you're at the town pool where it doesn't allow alcohol.
Or glass, right?
Yeah.
So here's what I was thinking. This is what I was thinking. We all have a bunch of littler kids, and we're not going to get wasted. It's not going to be, like, dangerous. There's tons of lifeguards around. But I'm bringing a lot of juice boxes. And they do sell wine in, like, individual juice boxes. And I'm wondering if I could just sort of sneak some wine juice boxes in with the kids' apple juice and such. Make sure they're separated. Like, no kid's going to accidentally drink
smuggling
one.
In contraband.
Ooh. I'm looking at wine juice boxes right now.
Yeah, they're great. Is it weirder to see a random group of moms sitting around all drinking out of the Yeti, their Yeti cups and like cackling? Or are we all drinking juice boxes? That would probably seem a little sus.
You know, you have confirmed in this debate that you are the law-abiding citizen, because this is a terrible idea. You can't bring the wine juice box that says wine juice box on it.
But they're not looking that closely.
But I mean, but we're gonna know that you're drinking the Franzia Sunset Blush when you're throwing your head back. You got to bring in something that is covered and closed, and you can't. I don't mean to say this disrespectfully. I'm married to one. I'm holding one. We are all married to our insulated thermal cups. Fill this bad boy up with whatever you want. Find yourself a bigger jug that you can't see into, so you can pour yourself refills. You can't bring in the actual containers.
I know, but this is where I feel like I don't want to be disrespectful. I can't be lugging in the cooler, like, the whole huge thing of sangria and then, like, divvying it up to my mom friends. That's why.
You 100% can.
See, then if they ask to look in the cooler, then I'm dead to rights. Like, if they open up the cooler and they just see some juice boxes, they're not going to inspect everything. I think that gets in a little easier. Like, how do I tastefully, tactfully, respectfully sneak wine into the town pool?
How littler are these kids?
My kid's 6. Everyone's on like 6. Probably no one's older than 10 or 11.
What if we tape the wine to their bodies and they walk
I'm not trying to sneak a sex toy into a WNBA game. What's that? Sippy cups? Yeah.
Do the other moms know that you're planning on doing this? Or is this like just your idea?
It's my idea because I kind of put it together. And there's a couple people who don't like actually belong to they're not like members. And so they're coming in like as my guests. And so I feel like I'm hosting a little.
Another thing I'm not invited to.
You want to come out to the Jersey Burbs today on a Friday? Sit in traffic for 3.5
EJ's
hours.
Fiance and Manny's non-existent girlfriend are going, but I got to stay home.
Just for a box of Franzia?
I think you should use the juice boxes, use the juicy juice to bury whatever you're going to hold the sangria in. So if they open up the cooler, they're just going to see grapes and maybe some cheese and crackers and the juice boxes. And then underneath is your thermos of sangria for the refills.
Yeah, I don't know. America, help me. How when you're in your middle age and you like, you can't just be, you know, we're long past the, you know, the solo cups. Like, I can't bring that. It's going to be a dead giveaway. And I want to be respectful. And I'm not trying to do, you know, the whiskey flask and the sock. It's not a, you know, it's not a Bills game in November.
I mean, you could up the ante and just go buy some 20-ounce bottles of ginger ale, Sprite, Coke, whatever, pour it out, throw in your alcohol, and then just walk in like, oh, I'm drinking a Coke. Might have Jack Daniels in it, but you don't know that.
Yeah, I guess I could do that. I don't know. I feel like I'm too old to kind of be like sneaking around, like emptying out the Coke bottles
you
and then
the
putting
in. You are the perfect age for sneaking wine to the town pool. This is the sweet spot.
No, I know.
I'm probably going to do it Saturday or Sunday.
I thought the juice box, the wine juice boxes was kind of brilliant, but
no.
That's
how big are those boxes?
They're like juice box size. It's like single serving.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
But they say Pinot Grigio on them, so they're a giveaway.
No one's
the 15-year-olds are not looking at that. Yeah. They just see parents with kids sipping juice boxes.
It's just so weird because I would never drink a juice box ever.
The ones I'm seeing are like in the weird cartons that like protein shakes come in, but they're very colorful and they say Cabernet Sauvignon. And they don't say 100% real juice. I still think you got to put it in something that's nondescript and just carry that in.
Help me, America. How do I tastefully sneak alcohol into the town pool? This is my life now.
Or you get hammered beforehand, just chill at the pool already with the buzz on.
No, I can't get hammered.
All right, fine.
It's not anarchy, folks. It's not some Saturday night at the Bogus House, all right? We're trying to keep some decorum.
Or a Thursday afternoon.
Okay, coming up, we've got one big question to answer about one quarterback who was on the field last night. We'll tell you who next. It's Maggie and Perloff Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.